Nobody likes horses getting injured, let's be honest, but Aintree have done a fantastic job this year, and they've changed the fences without making them look any different, actually. They've created boxes, put plastic birch into them, and then the gorse over the top, and the fences look virtually the same as they've always done, and hopefully we'll have a great race on Saturday.
There was a call to reduce the number of riders. That hasn't happened. Do you think there are too many people riding in it?
Good God, no. The fences are very, very wide here at Liverpool. And let's be honest, you know, if you had a safety limits of, say, half of it, and the fences, you know, nobody would see them. They would see the fences too much. You know, it's the fences are so wide, you could get 60 horses down there without any problem.
And what about the fences? Were they bigger and steeper in your day? Have they reduced in size and depth?
Yes, they are a little bit smaller, must admit it. But, you know, you've got to go with the times. Horses have changed through the years as well. You know, they're now more flat pedigrees, and they go a little bit quicker early on in the race.
Were there horses dying in your day when you were riding? Were there accidents?
Well, when you're involved with horses in any type of equestrian sport, you're sadly going to lose horses, let's be honest. And, you know, nobody likes to see it, but it always will happen, whatever we do.
There's been a lot of attention on the National, hasn't there, over the last couple of years because of this. But, you know, horses, sadly, and jockeys get injured every day almost, it seems, somewhere in the world racing. It is a dangerous sport.
Well, every sport, you know, can be dangerous, let's be honest, you know. That's why, you know, there's millions of viewers on all these sporting fixtures.